I mean, that's the best National League lineup I've seen probably in 30 years. And I was that would mean I was only 1 year old the last time I saw a great lineup like that.
Who was that? Do you remember?
I'm talking about the Cincinnati Red Machine. And the Phillies are obviously getting a lot of comparisons because they're the first, you know, I mean, they're trying to be the first National League team to repeat since the Philly, since the Reds did.
It's really crazy when you think about that.
Yeah, and the first National League team to win back-to-back NL titles since the mid-90s Braves. So the Phillies are the talk of the fucking, you know, of baseball.
Now, my good friend and Yankee fan, Eastside Dave, texts me after the series last night to give me a congratulations, way to go. Only about 22 seconds after my best friend, Earl Douglas. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's it. I had the message prepared.
I can show it to you on the thing. I can show it to you on your. You came in only about 15, 20 seconds later. Probably because you live so damn far away.
I know, because I had the message prepared since the bottom of the eighth. I'm like, Ronnie is going to get this fucking thing, but I'm not going to jinx. I'm going to hit that send as soon as the fucking last out is made.
So that's the difference between a friend and, let's say, an acquaintance.
What?
About 20 seconds.
I didn't know. Really?
I guess
that's the that's the measurement?
It's a thin line.
That yeah. hurts.
Earl is just the fastest. There's nothing you can do about it.
He must have some sort of Verizon Lightning phone or some kind of super speed that we're not getting in Jersey.
Well, you've got to go so far away. That's what it
right.
is. You're just so damn far away there.
I texted you with two Campbell soup cans and a thing of yarn. That's my problem.
Let's go over here to Eddie. Eddie, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Ron, first of all, I wanted to call up and say a few weeks ago I was talking mad shit about my Cardinals. They broke my heart. And I, first of all, want to thank the Philadelphia Phillies for paying back the Los Angeles cum Dodgers and getting some revenge. Now, I want to say, second of all, I believe strongly in National League solidarity. Fuck the designated hitter. Fuck all those Yankees on the steroids. We all got to stick together, brother. The new big red machine, I'm standing behind it. The other point I want to make is, Charlie Manuel, why was this guy not a manager years ago? He was a hitting coach on two of the best Indian teams of all time, 95 and 97. I believe this guy is personally responsible for the big development of Tomei, Manny. You saved Dave's ass. If it wasn't for you guys giving him a job, he'd be sucking dicks for dimes in Spanish Harlem. You need to root for the Phillies, Dave. Come on. Get with the program, buddy.
All right, peace. Eddie, speaking very quickly for coming from the Midwest. I give him all the credit in the world. Normally, I do root exactly the way he said. I'll always root National League, unless, of course, I have my buddies' teams in there. Just and that's why Dave's sticking with me this year. He's not going American League. He's getting behind the Phillies.
Classy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, my parents, my mom's been giving me emails. Look at this Yankee team. This is a team I haven't seen since 98.
Do you feel like tonight's a must-win for you, though?
Yes, I do.
Because the Phils are in, and then you don't want to go all the way back to Anaheim and start to fuck around while the Phillies are resting.
Well, game 6 and 7 will be back at the stadium. But the problem is, we will get game 6 and 7 at Yankee Stadium. Tonight is in Anaheim, you're right.
Okay, tonight's in Anaheim.
And then 6 and 7 in stadium.
But you feel like you need this win and get the series started.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Because when the Angels swept the Red Sox, I was thinking, we better fucking sweep the lowly Twins in order just to stay on par. The Phillies, if we go 7 games against the Angels, they're already cocky. They're going to have no... There'll be not one morsel of doubt that they're going to crush the Yankees. That lineup, I swear to God, Mr. B, that lineup was to see Victorino? That guy's a small little guy to hit a ball fucking 415?
That's the funny thing is the one thing that the Phils and the Yanks seem to have in common is anybody could do it, but you expect the Yankees to do it. The fucking Phillies are just are guys who are having a great time playing baseball, and they have been for 2 years. So it's going to be a great series.
They're absolute beasts. Jason Wirth is probably the most underrated baseball player in the world.
But if you really get into this, the Yanks are the ones who have to win it. In terms of the Phillies, they come from a town where no one ever expects anything. So just to have that one fucking series ring that they got last year, which nobody expected. Everybody expected that big Rays team to beat them, and I want to thank you for laying down like a fucking mutt, Fez. But they're going to drink for...